Tulsi Gabbard most searched candidate during night 2 of second Democrat debate. By Christina Wong on July 31, 2019. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, was the most searched candidate on Google during the second night of the second Democrat debate, according to Google Trends. Gabbard beat out Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and former Vice President Joe Biden, DITA. Although Biden arguably has more name recognition than Gabbard, he was the most searched for candidate ahead of the debate. That changed to Gabbard afterwards. Gabbard gained early attention after walking out in an all-white pantsuit. But during the debate she gained attention for her anti-war stance and most notably for being the most effective attacker of Harris, who spent much of the night attacking others and getting into heated back-and-forth exchanges. Gabbard notably attacked Harris's record as former California Attorney General, landing a solid hit after she criticized Harris for locking up more than 1,500 people for marijuana violations, but then laughing when she was asked during an interview this year whether she smoked it herself. Gabbard also accused Harris of keeping people behind bars longer than she had to. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so, she said. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California, and she fought to keep the cash bail system in place. That impacts people in the worst kind of way, she added. After the debate, Harris blasted Gabbard from the spin room, calling her an Assad apologist and saying she could not take her seriously. Gabbard was also the most searched candidate during the first Democrat debate on the night she participated. After that first debate, Google allegedly suspended her ad campaign account on Google, prompting Gabbard to file a lawsuit against the tech company for $50 million last week. Gabbard also came in first in the Drudge Report and Breitbart News Spot polls on Wednesday.